welcome to the Lock Boss Show. I am your host, PJ Slauson. Now, this show is dedicated to all the lock bosses that want to learn and want to grow. But guess what? We also want you to win. And in order for you to do that, you need to join us every live YouTube giveaway. All you need to do is go over to YouTube, type in CLK Supplies, or use the hashtag LockBoss, or even better, in the show notes, just click on the link, it'll take you right there. Watch any of our current videos and you'll see exactly how you can join the fun for free, and together we will learn, grow, and win. Welcome back to another hashtag LockBoss show and giveaway. I tell you what, we have a wonderful guest coming up here in a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the Aloha convention coming up, as well as, of course, here at the very end, announcing this week's five lucky LockBoss winners. Now, of course, I'm drinking Topo Chico, and cheers to all of you out there who are as well. All right. So let me go ahead. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get this show started. I hope everyone's day is going well. I tell you what, it's actually turning summer here in northern Idaho. So I hope the weather is good where you are as well. All right. So let's start off with the posts of the week. So let's start off here. So this one was sent in by Kenneth J. He says he was celebrating his birthday when the mail came bringing him LockBoss stuff. He says, thank you, PJ, and the staff at CLK. Made his day. So Kenneth, I'm happy that you liked everything, and thank you for sending in the picture. All right, next up, we got a photo from Curtis H. Curtis H. says, thanks for the mug and the Master Key and software. I can use that mug with my beverage of choice, watching y'all on Tuesday nights. And with the software, definitely come in handy. Thanks again for the good wishes and great prizes. Keep up the good videos and y'all have fun. Thank you very much, Curtis. Next up here, what do we got? Oh, from a picture from Odin's Lock, who says, thank you so much. What does he have there? A major manufacturing cylinder accessory kit. Looks like maybe a mat there as well, unless he already had that. Good stuff. Once again, Odin's, nice to see you sending a picture in. Hope you are doing good here. Let's do comment of the week. So this is from Kenneth Johnson. It says, I've been locksmithing since 95. I quit doing automotive keys early 2000, but with all the great videos, I'm taking the plunge, about to make an order for the Triton key machine and auto pro pad. Thanks from the great vids from CLK. Kenneth, very cool. As a matter of fact, I think, I believe you just placed that order actually. And I just wanted to say thank you. I tell you what, you're going to love the machines, and I'm glad that our videos played a small part in your getting back into, I have to say, it's impressive. Going from 95, right when VATS keys were doing their thing, coming into the market, getting out of locksmithing, and then here we are almost, what is that, over two decades later? That is impressive, and I tell you what, we want to be here for you along with the entire LockBoss community as you start offering automotive services. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right. So here we go, guys. So I'm really excited about this. We get to have Bill, who's the president of Aloha, with us. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation. So let me go ahead and bring in Bill. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time to come on today with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, I want to, you know, probably my favorite part about this is I don't know the answers to these questions. And so I'm excited to learn along with everybody else. So now, of course, I introduced you as the president of Aloha, which you've been for about a year now, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm really curious about, though, is how did you actually get into locksmithing?
That's an interesting story. I collect old keys and did back in 75, and my wife kept pushing me to learn something about what you're collecting. And one day in the mail, here comes a correspondence course from the Locksmithing Institute. That's where it came from. She said, you're going to learn something about what you're doing. And it got out of hand.
Okay.
I think it's interesting, though. When I first took it, I figured, okay, this is a correspondence course. It's not going to teach me all that much. And I've got interesting in talking over the years, people that I know of that are movers and shakers in the industry, they got started the same way with the same correspondence course. Leonard Singer did a good job of teaching that thing.
Yeah, sounds like it. So that kind of started on your journey. So I'm curious, like, what type of keys were you interested in collecting back then?
Usually the bit and barrel keys.
Okay. Okay. And so then you started doing that. You took that correspondence course. And then next thing you know, bad went to worse. And you're a full-fledged locksmith at that point.
Well, I started in 76, opened a shop. 75, took the course. 76, opened a shop in Moore, Oklahoma. And it was part-time then. And we moved up here in 1981. My wife graduated from the University of Oklahoma, got her PhD, and I told her I could work wherever she went. And Bowling Green, Ohio offered the best job with opportunity for advancement for her. So we moved here right in the middle of when all the automotive places were laying off. So there weren't any other jobs around you could find. So I just try to see if I can make it full time. And it's been there ever since.
Wow. Very cool. So that's, I'm doing some math here. That's getting close to 50 years or so. Is that right? Wow. Well, very impressive, and congratulations on that longevity in business. I mean, I tell you what, you've had to see a massive change in locksmithing over that time.
Oh, yeah. When I got started, the automotive was about 30 keys on the board, and that was it. Now, if you have a 4x8 board, you can fill up about two or three of those things with just the automotive keys.
Right?
A big difference.
It really is. And one of the harder parts is that all of the different random kind of imported locks that come out today and just like random new little products that aren't really great matches to any existing key. That's always fun nowadays.
Oh, yeah. The Walmart padlocks that they import.
Yes.
Never find those things. Trying to discourage people from buying them. They still want cheap, so they want to buy those cheap padlocks and put on there, and then they want to come in and have a half a dozen keys made, and trying to tell them that, I'm sorry, nobody can get the blanks for those. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, that's great. Well, thank you for kind of sharing your story a little bit. Do appreciate it. It's kind of fun to learn.
Well, I got now, involved with the Oklahoma Master Locksmith Association in 76 and joined them, and I got pushed in 78 into going to LOA by Jerry and Leland McNichols. They pushed me to join Aloha and join that, and took three or four conventions there in the late 70s. Then I kind of laid off a while building the business up. And several years ago, coming back from Aloha convention, sitting right next to Bobby DeWeese, who was Northeast director at that time, on a plane, and you should really get involved in Aloha. I can blame Bobby for getting me started on this career. But it's gotten to the point now with two employees, I've got enough that I can take time off and actually do it now. One-man shop would be really difficult to do. It can be done, but it is difficult if actually need to spend the time on it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now you're president of Aloha. And I have to kind of ask, you know, I mean, what is that like to be the president of the Associated Locksmiths of America?
It is fun and challenging at the same time. You spend a lot of travel, gone a lot, is you never get reimbursed for all you spend for it. I mean, like any organization, I don't care whether it's locksmithing or Masonic Lodge or my really involved with anything like that, no matter what you do, you put your own money into it. You never get out what you put into it, but you get out the fellowship and the fun you put into it. If it's something you enjoy, it's worth doing.
Mm-hmm. And is that something, as being the president of Aloha? And by the way, I'm actually seeing in the comments here, we have some people, Dylan, how's it going? Who is up in Canada, actually, locksmith up in Canada. And he says, what's Aloha? Well, it actually stands for Bill, I'll let you go ahead on that.
Okay, Aloha is the Associated Locksmiths of America. And that is it was started back in Pennsylvania, New York area, back a lot of years ago. A lot of the old-time locksmiths got together and decided they needed a voice for the industry back then. So they started the Associated Locksmiths of America. It's morphed in the last 4 or 5 years to the Security Professionals Incorporated, to be a Loa Security Professionals Incorporated. Some people like the name, some didn't. It's just that, but everybody still refers to it as a Loa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now as the president, I'm just kind of really curious. Like, is it something like every week? Is it like every day you have stuff to do for a Loa? Like every week? Like what does that look like on your part?
Not every week, but I know Thursday afternoon I'm going to be in a Zoom meeting on a plane somewhere over Kansas going to Denver because the Southwest director can't make the Intermountain show over there. So I told him I'd go so we had a booth there and represent Loa. So I will be on the plane at the same time they're having a membership meeting, which I need to be involved in. I'm going to be on a plane with the earphones plugged in on a Zoom meeting on the plane.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So it's just kind of like as the, you know, whatever the calendar looks like in the locksmith and security industry kind of dictates kind of what's going on.
Yep.
For you, time-wise.
I just got back about 3 weeks ago from a week in, or 10 days in Italy. I went over to the European Lock Federation show, their annual meeting. It's only a 2-day thing, but I wanted to take extra time. I want to take my granddaughter, my wife, and we saw a lot of stuff over in Italy, a lot of antique hardware over there. I mean, you're talking stuff,
really?
On the doors, just stuff on the doors that is 300-400 years old. And some,
wow,
of that, some of that stuff is so huge, decoration on the door, that if you put it on one of our hollow core doors, it'd pull them off the hinges.
Well, it's like, well, I mean, for hardware that old, for it to still be working is impressive compared to what we deal with nowadays, right?
Oh, yeah. If you see some of those bit keys they had over there, especially back 200 or 300 years ago, those things are probably 2-inch bits on them. I mean, they were massive keys. I can't imagine carrying a couple of those things around today. I mean, pull your pants off trying to keep them on your belt.
No kidding. So with the Loa convention is coming up next month, at the end of next month. It's in Las Vegas, which with John, who was on last year with me before the show in Orlando, I was asking how can we like permanently vote for Vegas every year? I mean, it's my favorite place, so I'm biased with that. But with it coming up, I'm really curious from your perspective as the president, for anyone who is watching this live now or after, why should they, if they're not already, why should they consider attending, maybe taking some classes, going to the show? I'm kind of curious from your perspective.
I always did it because the friendship I had with them, plus the classes. I always took classes. Every time I went to the Loa convention, I always took 3 or 4 days worth of classes. Some of them I've taken 2 or 3 times. I still learn something new. Every time I take the class, even if it's the same instructor, I still learn new things. I've got good friends all over the United States that I only see about once a year, and that's at the convention every year. I made a lot of good friends, a lot of people I enjoy around the country, especially, I would say, join a Loa because of the contacts you get. If you call me up on the phone, said, hey, how do I take this lock apart? I'd probably tell you to bring it in. I have no idea who you are over the phone. If you called in, say, okay, I'm C.D. Lipscomb. Oh, C.D., how you doing? You know, how to take his lock apart? I tell him on the phone how to take it apart because I know him. There's a context like that that will do more for you than anything else. A lot of people say, oh, can you get everything online? Online's great if you really know what you're doing to start with. It's like YouTube videos. You can learn anything on them. But the problem is that about half those things are people trying to show off how much they know when they don't know anything. So you've got to know enough to be able to weed out people are blowing smoke at you and the people actually know what they're talking about.
Sure. Yeah. I think that's some good points. I think one of the interesting parts for me when going to the convention every year in particular is like seeing the lock and key world like become in real life. Right. I mean, it's always just fun to see. And getting to meet people, and I think you're right. Like, I mean, all of us, like, I mean, it's good to network with your local locksmiths and not, you know, view them as enemies, but allies. But on a larger scale, I know for a fact, like there's a guy who is in, about three or four hours away, who's very good with safes. Well, my dad, through his friendship with him, he's come across a few safes that he needed help on, some knowledge, and he was able to talk to people and they help each other. And I think you're right there. Being able to go there, meet some people is just really good for you and your advancement in the lock and key industry for sure.
Yep. And also that's usually where the lock manufacturers try to bring out their new stuff to showcase it at Aloha. Mm-hmm. To make the trade show on the trade show floor, there's a lot of new stuff out there that maybe you haven't run across yet, that you're going to run across probably.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And it's fun for me. You know, I don't get to see all the different manufacturer, all of our vendors face-to-face very often because we're in, Idaho. And so going to the show and be able to hang out with them and meet and say hi, it's always fun to reconnect with people you only talk to on the phone.
And I remember last time we were in Vegas, my wife did not go with me. I sent her, got there on Tuesday and sent her a text and said, I'm living on Porterhouse steaks for the next week. You were talking about that. I can have a salad, a baked potato, porterhouse, and a drink for $22. As you can't buy the steak for that and cook it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that is funny. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the venue, you know, it's the same place it was a couple of years ago, back when last time it was in Vegas, South Point. It's really nice to have the hotel and the venue right there, pretty close to the strip. And I was really excited to see it back there at the South Point. I think it's a good location.
I think the nice thing about South Point is they're being slightly off the strip, not being on the strip itself. They're trying for the old time Vegas, where they used to have the food cheap, entertainment fairly cheap to keep you in the hotel so you gamble in there. Well, I'm not a huge gambler, but I mean, I enjoy fairly cheap rooms. Rooms are $70 a night for weeknights right now at South Point.
If you're $105
on the weekend, $70 during the week. That's almost unheard of for a major hotel.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, most of them, you start at about $150 and go up from there a night for the cheapest.
Yes. Yes. It gets you start getting on the strip in some of their basic rooms and it is outrageously priced for sure. So it's good. You know, I mean, I think it's good. So anyone who's looking at going, not only can you meet all the different manufacturers, take classes, you know, go to the show, see what's new, but you also can stay at a hotel that is reasonably priced.
Yep. If you want to take an extra day or two, and you can always go down on the strip real easy because Vegas has the overhead rail and they have all sorts to transportation around there. So, I mean, if you want to go down the strip and see the hotels there, you can do that for a few days and still make your classes and everything else.
Yes. I mean, Bill, I don't know about you, but I love one thing. I'm not really a gambler myself, but I love Cirque du Soleil shows. And so I tried to, last time we were there, I treated the team to a Cirque du Soleil show, and I'm going to try to treat the team again to another Cirque du Soleil. I absolutely love those shows. Have you ever seen any of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
There's a bunch of different hotels around there that have really nice shows on.
Yeah.
It's worth going.
It really is. It's a fun place. And by far, Bill, I don't know about you, my favorite thing about having the convention in Aloha is a direct nonstop flight to Vegas, right?
I had to do some hunting to find that.
Did you?
I go to out of Toledo, it has to go to Chicago, and I lay over for 3 or 4 hours. On the way. If I go to Detroit, I can get a direct flight right there and back to Detroit. And Detroit's only about an hour and a half drive from here.
So it's not bad. Yeah. There's just something about, I'm one of those guys that when I have layovers, I get stuck there for 24 hours. So anytime I can get a direct, I like to go.
Yeah. I was looking at coming back from Denver. I thought Friday night, if the show ended at 4 o'clock, I'd get a flight out there and come back. Started looking every flight from Denver back to either Toledo or Detroit was an overnight. So you were going to spend the night in a hotel, in an airport somewhere in an uncomfortable chair sitting there till the next morning before you come back. So No, I just stay in the hotel Saturday morning, get a real early flight out Saturday morning, make it back Saturday morning then.
Sure. Absolutely. So for people who are watching and they want to, and they're more curious about, you know what, maybe I should look into going to Aloha, to the convention here coming up at the end of July. What would you say the best way for someone to learn more information and maybe contact someone at Aloha if they have some questions?
And the best way to go to the website, aloha.org, A-L-O-A.org. And at that point, you can click on convention, and they've got the registration. They've got all the classes are listed there that you can take. All everything is going on at the convention, the membership meeting on Thursday night, their kickoff party, the stuff like that. All the prices are there. It just has everything.
Now,
if you can't get a room, they just put up about 4 days ago because the South Point was starting to run out of rooms. And they got another hotel right next to the South Point that they have on the website now. The rooms are about $20 a night more. But if you can't get one at the South Point, you do have an overflow hotel now.
Okay.
It's filling up fast. So if you want to go, you need to get signed up.
Yes. Good stuff, everybody. Well, yeah. And Kelly and Megan, whoever's on for my team doing this right now, if you could just put a link to the Aloha website in the chat so people can see it and click on it if they want to learn more for sure. Well, Bill, I tell you what, I've had an absolute blast having you on here, hanging out and getting to learn about your history and about Aloha and the show coming up. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come on here. And I look forward to meeting you in person next month.
I will be there. I don't think I have a choice.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Bill, thanks once again. And we will talk to you soon.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yep. We'll see ya. All right, everybody. Well, hey, how cool was that? It was a great conversation talking with Bill. I appreciate him coming on and for Aloha putting out this convention for us. So let's keep going and let's announce this week's five lucky winners. How about that? All right. So let's get on the same page and let's make sure we're on the same page and we'll announce the five winners here. So what to do if you win? You're going to want to email us your shipping info to sales@clksupplies.com or call us at 800-848-6989 and we'll send your gifts soon. How to win? Comment on our videos and include the hashtag LockBoss. Winners will be chosen from the previous week's videos. So without further ado, let's announce them. Here we go. All right, winner number one is American Patriot Lock and Key. Congratulations. Let's do number two. Here is Joseph Lennard. Joseph, congratulations. Winner number three this week is Alex Morales. Alex, congratulations. Good stuff. Winner number four is Bradley Benson. Bradley, congratulations. And last but not least, winner number five this week is Ben Absher. Ben, congratulations. Very cool. Now, as all of you know, and thank you for sending in the photos, we have our LockBoss Campfire mug. You can get it for free this month with any order of $200. Now I can't talk all of a sudden. Over $250 or more. I tell you what, that's good stuff, everybody. Well, hey, you know, listen, I appreciate everyone coming and hanging out again this week. I'm glad you guys have been enjoying the videos. You guys had some great, great questions on these past couple videos. And I tell you what, we got some good stuff in store. I want to hope you guys all have a wonderful Tuesday evening. And we'll see you at the same place, same time next week. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you all next time.